And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to the third part of Green with Evil. As Brian, the Yellow Ranger, and I, we conclude this week, if I schedule this properly, of our great saga known as Green with Evil. Right, Brian?
Indeed. And I'm not, once again, I'm not wearing yellow this time because I am now the Green Ranger. So
I think Mr. Taylor would like to have a conversation with you.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
Yeah. So with that, it's now time for everyone's favorite segment in my mind. The quick run through of Green with Evil Part 5, Breaking the Spell. So we begin with the Rangers still looking at the viewing globe and not believing that it's Tommy. And then back at Rita's palace, Rita and her minions celebrate because they have done it. At the youth center, everyone is watching the news as they watch Goldar destroy Angel Grove. Ernie points Kim in Tommy's direction. And Kim informs Tommy that she knows, and Tommy gives Kim a warning. Rita summons the Dragon Zord, and the dragon starts causing destruction as well. And now Tommy is an action figure on top of the Dragon Zord. Fantastic. I didn't know being a Power Ranger gave you the power to become an action figure on top of a Zord. Fantastic. Kim informs the others about her encounter with Tommy. Rangers morph into action, and Tommy plays the Dragon Dagger for the Dragon Zord to attack the Rangers. Alpha gets Zord on back, the Rangers teleport, and their Zords are back as well. A pretty cool battle between Dragon Zord and the T-Rex Zord. And now it's Megazord time. The Megazord whips Dragon Zord around like it was nothing. And that was totally not Tommy saying never. Jason and Tommy fight solo. And Tommy plays the Dragon Dagger to enhance his shield, which is the only time we ever see this happen too. Jason gets the upper hand and destroys the Sword of Darkness, thus breaking the spell. Tommy joins the team, and what prophecy are you talking about, Zordon? They morph back into action. The Mastodon, Triceratops, and Sabertooth Tiger Zords form with the Dragon Zord to create the Dragon Zord fighting mode. Rita is disappointed with her defeat. Zordon commends the team and Alpha. Zordon gives Tommy the three rules to being a Ranger. And Billy gives Tommy a communicator who he just randomly made within 30 seconds for Tommy. And thus begins a new chapter for Power Rangers and Ben's immortal pain. And that episode clocked in at 19 minutes and 6 seconds.
All right. So ladies and gentlemen, Mighty Morphin Power Rangers Season 1, Episode 21, Green with Evil Part 5. Original air date was October 9th, 1993. The Super Sentai Counterpart episodes, which, by the way, there's two of them. That's right. This was a six-parter in Japan instead of a five-parter. Was Kyoto Sentai Geo Ranger episode 21, the Shugazu's Great Riot, which originally aired July 17th, 1992, and then Kyoto Sentai Geo Ranger episode 22, Combine Gyoryujin. I'm not the greatest with Japanese, okay? Gao Ryujin. Original air date was July 24th, 1982. A couple days before I turned 5. Go figure. So there are some errors. In part 5, the TV news footage had seemingly got a shot of Rita in her palace. How?
TMZ before there was a TMZ.
TMZ!
Is horrible show, by the way, too.
Oh, absolutely.
Complete garbage.
Complete trash.
The fact that people even watch that trash is sad. But anyways, go on with the errors.
Yeah. I'd love to do this episode with a giant water ball just like hanging over somebody's cubicle going like, okay, tell me more about that green dude. In part 5, when Tommy shouts, no way, after Jason demands his surrender from the Megazord, Tommy's voice is very obviously not Jason David Frank's, which Rita's spell has absolutely nothing to do with this, and the reason for this is unknown. Again, maybe...
It sounded almost like it was Austin St. John trying to impersonate Jason David Frank.
Yeah.
No way.
In part 5, yeah. In part five, the rocky ground that Jason and Tommy are fighting on changes to sandy ground upon the switch to American footage. In part five, shortly before all six Rangers morph, Billy and Trini were wearing different clothes than before, the same outfits that they wore in parts one through four. When the Rangers return to the command center, they're back to wearing their second set of clothes. Also in part five, Zach enthusiastically tells Jason, "You destroyed the power sword. Rita's spell is broken," which actually Jason destroyed the sword of darkness. The power sword is his own weapon. Curiously, Tommy calls it the power sword and legacy of power in Power Rangers Dino Thunder. Although since the legacy of power uses the clip of Zach saying the above line, this was probably an effort by Dino Thunder's producers to not confuse the audience or contradict either Zach or Tommy. Let's get into our main notes. All right. So let's get back into action. So we start at the command center, and Alpha explains to the Rangers, believe the computer to be wrong about the computer's results, about the Green Ranger's true identity, that the computer matches interspatial biovibrations with the Green Rangers. The Rangers then plan to save Tommy and break Rita's spell. In case of the Green Ranger, you are the father, Tommy. I don't know. Meanwhile, Rita is having a cocktail party on the moon. Babu is seemingly pleased with his blend of cranberry and oyster juice cocktail, and no, I will not be reviewing this on my beer show. Sounds disgusting. I don't know about you. Kim goes to the juice bar where Ernie is watching the news on TV of Goldar destroying the city. Vulk and Skull claim that they should be thanked for helping to stop Goldar. Why? And then Kim goes over to Tommy. I don't know where they get that reasoning. Like, oh yeah, we totally did that. Like, we totally helped the Rangers, you know, and stopped Goldar because he picked up our bus and we almost died.
If anything, we inconvenienced the Rangers more than helped the Rangers.
Yeah.
Because imagine, if Bulk and Skull were not in that bus, Goldar would not have grabbed the bus. And if Goldar didn't grab the bus, then the Rangers wouldn't have had to form the Megazord. And if they didn't have to form the Megazord, the Eclipse would have had nothing to do at all. You got in the way, Bulk and Skull. You didn't help them.
You got in the way. It's all your fault. So Kim then goes over to Tommy, who is lifting... I guess the word I found was aggressively. She tells him that she knows he's the Green Ranger, who then calls her the Pink Ranger, tells her that he serves as Empress and that they were going to be destroyed. And
whatever happened to not talking about being a Power Ranger, keeping your identity and all that stuff? Whatever happened to that?
I don't know. It's not in this episode, man.
It's not. It hasn't been in this entire five-parter.
And even still, when Tommy, you know, spoilers, is then a good guy, those rules are then, like, you know, he repeats himself on that, like, Zordon repeats himself on the rules, but they, Tommy can be forgiven because he's still a bad guy, but Kim absolutely broke those rules, so...
And technically, Jason did, too, when he was talking about it while punching the punching bag at the youth center with Zach.
Yeah. So
at least Zach was like, hey, yo, keep it down, you know?
Mm-hmm. I guess when Zordon's gone, then none of the rules really apply. Because not only that, but then Jason was talking like getting revenge and all this stuff. And I'm like, I guess when dad's away, right?
When daddy's away, the kids will play.
Mm-hmm. So moving on to the next scene, Rita summons the Dragonzord, and it's here, Michael, that I want to take you back to 1993 when I was 6 years old watching these episodes for the very first time.
No.
Too bad.
No.
So the Green Ranger to me was such a cool character with an awesome like helmet design and, you know, shield design and a sometimes badass looking shield, depending on the footage. But in this episode, we get our first shot of the Dragonzord. This Zord is probably one of, if not, my absolute favorites of all time. I had to have this toy when I was a kid, and I have since repaired it, restickered it. I have, you know, Goo-Gonned it. I've had this thing pretty much all of my adult life. And this is one of those designs that just stuck with me. I love the homage to Godzilla / Mechagodzilla in the design. How the Zord is summoned in the Yokohama / Tokyo Bay with all the seaport stuff blocking him. You know, he's got a really, you know, awesome spinning tail. He's got finger rockets. He's got an action figure with the Green Ranger stuck on his head and like medium to long shots. You know, CGI was still in its infancy at that time, so it could be forgiven. But like, that is absolutely an action figure, like you said, like just sitting on it on his head. But I honestly think Dragon Zord is like one of the coolest swords. Period. I know there's better swords out there. There's more powerful swords, but I love the Dragon Zord. I don't know. What are your thoughts on the Zord?
I mean, I think the Dragon Zord is still possibly one of the most iconic ones. I mean, it's powered by the dagger.
Yeah.
I mean, how often do you really see that? Where, I mean, I think I know they've done a few more, like especially like the next season with Saba and the White Tiger Zord and
yeah,
stuff like that. But like you didn't really see a lot. Still don't, I don't think. You still see a lot of that.
I mean, it's not a weapon necessarily, but in Gokaiger and Super Mega Force, you know, what is it? You get the Gojujin with the silver key as well.
Yeah.
So like that gets summoned by, what is it? It's the Green Ranger.
The White Ranger. You're talking about like all the six Rangers, right?
Yeah. So it's Green Ranger. It's one of the Time Force Rangers. I think it's the Quantum Ranger. And then it's also the White Ranger from Dino Thunder.
Mm.
So, but like you said, like that doesn't really show up too often. So it's really cool to see something that unique that early on. Like, I really don't think that we would be talking about this as much if, like, they had really, like, adapted Jetman instead of Zio Ranger, but we can get into that discussion way later on. Alpha, at this point, puts in a code, which is 10Q9, to try and locate Zordon, which seems to work, but now he just needs to wait, so we have that running in the background as a plot device. The Rangers are all hanging out at Billy's when Kim reveals that Tommy has known all the time that they were Rangers. Trinity then runs in saying it's all over the news about the Dragon Zord appearing. Then they morph and they're met with the Dragon Zord aiming its missiles directly at them. They take a pretty big hit, and this footage is nuts, by the way, because there's giant fireballs, there's widespread destruction, you know, police cars are crushed by debris, and this is all Sentai footage, and this footage is intense. Like, it's like, had they used this for like the finale, like that, I think that would have been like a really good way to like end the season, but like the entire city is just screwed up by the Dragon Zord. Zordon finally comes to and appears in his tube, and the Rangers can then summon the Zords. Red Ranger summons his Zord, and we get T-Rex versus Dragon Zord in a really awesome fight where Jason knocks Tommy to the ground. The Megazord then forms, and they hand the Dragon Zord its ass on a platter. The airplane spin the Dragon Zord and drop him, and then send him through a cliff, which then hilariously breaks up before the Dragon Zord even touches it. Red Ranger then challenges Green Ranger to a fight, and this is why we're all here. I remember this fight being way longer than it actually was, and it's over way too quickly as Jason knocks a Sword of Darkness out of Tommy's hand, and then destroys it with a power blaster, which kind of makes it a weak sauce sword, right? Like,
I think, yeah.
Like, as maybe that's why it only took the putties, you know, being used as like a training device then instead of Goldar, because they secretly knew that, hey, this sword is, you know, it's the Sword of Darkness, but it's not, you know, it's not the most powerful weapon we have. So, I mean, if it can be destroyed with a power blaster, then I don't know what else could have like destroyed it, and like, why didn't they get destroyed sooner? The Sword of Darkness is destroyed, and then Jason recruits Tommy and the Power Rangers. We get that really awesome classic morph sequence, and the prophecy has been fulfilled as the Sixth Ranger is now one of them, which, like you asked earlier on, what prophecy? I don't remember that.
What prophecy?
What a prophecy. We've been anticipating this all season. The prophecy that was never once mentioned in any of these episodes. This morph sequence plays out kind of the same in Japan, only they call their names after Geki and Barai make amends. We then get the Dragon Zord combining with the Megazord for the first time to make the Dragon Zord fighting mode for no real reason. And now Rita has the monster of all headaches, I can assume. Tommy then gets told the three rules. Billy hands Tommy a green communicator, and they all jump into a freeze frame, very like 80s style.
Freeze frame.
Freeze frame.
At least you're not freezing on your frame.
Right? This Ethernet cable is actually working really well. But yeah, that does it for Green with Evil Part 5. And, you know, this is definitely one of the most, if not the most iconic multi-parter for Power Rangers, at least for me. You know, I was the right age. I was absolutely, you know, already entranced by this. And then, like, just figuring out, like, oh, there's a sixth ranger and he's evil. Like, that, I was one of the many kids back in the day that was absolutely captivated by this story. And even though I did kind of pick apart some of the plot points and how things worked, I still absolutely love this particular storyline of Power Rangers. And while I know that it's been used for a lot of different, like, jumping off points for, like, stories, especially like the Boom comics, where they practically jump off of that.
Mighty Morphin Power Rangers 1 jumped right from the moment that Tommy joined the team.
Mm-hmm. So it's been used quite a bit for that. One of my favorite adaptations of this storyline actually was in the Sega Game Gear game, because you actually play the Green with Evil storyline kind of like Mortal Kombat-esque, but then, like, once you beat the Green Ranger, he becomes part of the team and you can fight as him and then use the Dragon Zord. It just sucks that there's no battery save or anything, so you can't really, you have to keep unlocking him. But no other games really did that, which I thought was made it kind of special. I don't know. What were your thoughts on this on these episodes?
I mean, it when you look at it one way or the other, I mean, it is the most iconic multi-part story in all of Power Rangers. Because when you look at a lot of the other stuff in Power Rangers, it's just like two-parters, three-parters.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't think there's been in any other season a five-parter.
No.
And that's the thing. It's like, it's just, and like, you know, and you'll hear it because obviously we record a lot of episodes before this one. Like, you can tell that they put a lot of effort into this and other specific multi-parters that they've done, but didn't put the same effort in some of their individual episodes.
Yeah. I mean, so, I will absolutely agree with you on that one, because there were some episodes that we were watching and it was like, okay, they were really kind of phoning this one in, weren't they?
Yeah. Especially when you do 60 episodes in the first season.
Yeah.
So, via IMDb, the score for part 5, Breaking the Spell, is an 8.8 out of 10. So, there you go. Bri, Mr. Yellow, the actual ranger who is accurate to the Sentai. Where can the people find you on the social medias?
Yes, you can find me on Twitter at Wondering Geek. You can also find me at castwavestudios.com. Please, as always, I ask you to check out our show, Boldly Going Nowhere. And I also, if you want to check out the show, Wondering Geek, and also Badcast 66, you can also find me on Instagram at Draken22. Mike, where can we find you?
You can find me on Twitter at the Lindenbaum75, Facebook at facebook.com/x75productions, and then, of course, on txhthockey.com. Everything is there, and you, for the show, just do /VFTG. Nice. So with that, Brian, take us out.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you once again for tuning into this week of Green with Evil, and be sure to check out any other episodes that we do. Be sure to grab your morphers.
And until next time, may the power protect you.